Hey everybody, it's your Daily Thought here with Coach Daily on a Monday, March 25th, 2024. Found this great little piece of advice from the Success Minded. Just recently went to connect with them. This post got me thinking about how my past few months, especially the last month plus, recovering from back surgery, but even before too. The mindset I had, the thoughts, the worries, the challenges, right, and how things are today. But this got me thinking. Hope it gets you thinking too. Be proud of how you've been handling these past months, the silent battles you fought, the moments you had to humble yourself, wiped your own tears, and pat yourself on the back. Celebrate your strength. That's a little good piece of advice there. If you look back in the rearview mirror a little bit to the last couple of months, and think about all the stuff you've been through, think about all the stuff you overcame, think about your low moments, your moments where you weren't maybe too proud of yourself, right? But you got through it. You humbled yourself, right? That was one thing that this thing said. You had to humble yourself. And there's been plenty of times that I've had to do that, wiping away my own tears, pat myself on the back, celebrate my strength, my victories. But also learn from the low moments. Learn from when you weren't winning, quote unquote, right? When you were battling, when you were suffering, when you were going through stuff. But be proud of how you've been handling these past months. I love that. You know, it's a reminder that I think we all need to go through, but certainly don't wait a few months to celebrate how you've handled things. I try and do this not as often as I should, thinking back now, but every morning when I wake up, I'm generally in a pretty more positive mood than not in the morning because I love mornings. You know, sunshine's coming in, or at least it's brighter, even if it's cloudy and the sun's not out. But it is one of those things that I try and be proud of moments, and I know I need to do this more. I know I need to do this more. And so this is a great reminder. And again, this podcast, great new directions in my journey of learning things and then sharing them with you. Again, I don't have all the answers. All the things I'm sharing, I didn't come up with. You know, I have some stories that connect. I have some opinions that connect. But at the same time, I'm on this journey just like you are. You're on your journey, I'm on my journey, but they do intersect. In the great world of podcasting, in the great world of technology and the internet, they do intersect, which is really cool. And so I'm able to share some things that are helping me, and I hope that they help you. And I hope, again, that you are able to share some things with others that you know and have in your life that you care about, that you can just share this podcast with them. You know, word of mouth is the best advertising there is. And, I do appreciate it, you know. But again, looking back, I am proud of how I handled these past few. I am proud that I got through that surgery. I am proud, you know, getting out of that hospital, right? And you know, the funny image that I have is being wheeled out of the hospital. My wife went to get the car. And as I'm coming out of the doors, out to the you know, the spot where the people are picking up patients and people are leaving and stuff. There's an older gentleman in front of me in a wheelchair sitting there waiting with a nurse or an attendant. And my wife pulls up and the guy points at the car. And so the lady starts wheeling him over. He starts to get out of his chair, right? And my wife is there in the car waving at him, no, like, go back, the wrong car, right? And I think she rolled her window down and finally said, you know, wrong car. No, this I'm here to pick up someone else or whatever she said. And then to hear the guy say something about how, you know, the lady that was with him, the attendant, was trying to, well, that's not your car, but and he's like, but I want to go with her. You know, something like he was kind of being funny and kind of being you know, it was just a funny moment that made me chuckle that my stay at the hospital ended on that funny moment, you know, to where, you know, I got wheeled up there, and I got in the car with my wife, the right car, and it was a funny moment. So that's part of the pride and the laughter and the joy of getting out of that hospital is that little story. Some guy almost tried to get in the car with my wife, a patient that wanted to get the heck out of the hospital just like me. But be proud of how you've been handling these past few months, you guys. Be proud of how you're handling maybe even the last hour, right? Maybe you're going through something right now and you hear this podcast and you're like, you know, and you start thinking differently and you start acting differently. You humble yourself, you wipe away your tears, you pat yourself on the back and you get up and you keep going, right? That's what we all need to do. So this little message, the success minded, I like this stuff. Simple, short, sweet. You know, I read them every day. It helps me every day. This one I wanted to share with you. So again, I do not devalue or I don't look past the fact of you spending your time with me. So thank you very much. All right. Keep smiling, you guys. Keep your head up. Keep going after those dreams that are inside you. That spark. I like that theme, that spark that's inside of you. Keep feeding it. Don't let it go out, right? Don't let anybody blow that spark out, that little flame, right? The world will definitely try and blow it out. Let me tell you, don't let anybody do that, okay? Keep smiling, keep lifting yourself up, and always, always remember, you got somebody here rooting for you. Even though we've never met, most of us, we've never met, right? But I am rooting for you, and I do hope that you are doing well, all right? Alrighty, guys. Hey, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.